President Bush has delivered a historic speech before the Philippine Congress. Lawmakers are welcoming Mr. Bush's pledge to support peace and development, especially in the country's restive southern provinces. President Bush promised to support the government's efforts to achieve peace and development in the southern Philippines. United States and Philippine troops have been carrying out counter-terrorism exercises in the violence-wracked region for months because of the presence of local militant and terror groups, including the Al-Qaeda-linked Abu Sayyaf. Mr. Bush reiterated his call for the country's largest Muslim insurgency group, the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, to abandon terrorism and return to negotiations with the government. Senator Loren Legarda welcomed Mr. Bush's remark.
What is most important is that he lent unequivocal support to Mindanao. It is now a clear policy that the U.S. will support development efforts in Mindanao.
Walang dispute doon sa sinasabi niya. But yung sinabi niya, he's supportive. He's...
MILF spokesman Ed Caballo says he too welcomes the U.S. commitment to the peace process, but denies his group is engaged in terrorism. The United States has pledged millions of dollars for reconstruction and development in Mindanao, but officials warn that the money is tied to progress in the peace talks. Congressman Apolinario Lozada objects and says aid should not come with preconditions.
How I wish the president said that whether or not we sign the peace process, we are really going to flood Mindanao with economic assistance.
Mr. Bush also promised 5 years' worth of aid to the government's military modernization. He praised the strength of U.S.-Philippine relations and Philippine leaders, calling the Philippines a light to all in Asia and beyond. Some lawmakers, like opposition Senator Gregorio Unasan, however, dismissed the praise as a pep talk.
Nice to hear. Now all we can do is wait until these promises are given substance.
A few lawmakers wore black anti-war pins at the event to show their opposition to the occupation in Iraq. Chanting Mr. Bush go away and take with you President Arroyo, thousands of activists protested loudly outside as President Bush delivered his speech. They burned effigies of Mr. Bush and U.S. flags. Thousands of riot police have cordoned off the congressional compound and roads leading to the venue. Heather Barron, VOA News, Manila.